station.
And 107.5 FM, W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. In a filing to the Supreme Court, Special Counsel Jack Smith's team urging the court to reject former President Trump's claim of presidential immunity for anything he did while in office. This is in the federal election interference case. Last month was not only the warmest March on record globally, but also the 10th consecutive month with record-breaking global temps, says a report by Copernicus, the European Climate Service. The largest number of aid trucks since the beginning of the war entered the Gaza Strip today, says the Israeli military, over 400 trucks, State Department spokesman Matthew Miller.
We have seen the initial implementation of a streamlined process for regular truck convoys moving from Jordan through Israel and into Gaza, carrying essential supplies to those in dire need.
Hamas, the militant group that controls Gaza, says they are looking at the latest Israeli proposal for a Gaza ceasefire and hostage release deal presented in Cairo. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden unveiling a new student loan forgiveness plan at a stop in Madison Monday. Up to $20,000 in interest would be canceled for the 25 million Americans who owe more now than they first borrowed.
While a college degree still is a ticket to the middle class, that ticket's becoming much too expensive.
And borrowers who make less than $120,000 a year could have their interest canceled. Governor Evers is vetoing a Republican bill that would have let 14 and 15-year-olds in Wisconsin work without getting a state permit or their parents' permission. The Republican bill was part of a wider push to roll back child labor laws in Wisconsin. Evers says asking more kids to work is not a serious solution to the state's worker shortage. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
It's time for the Rick Smith Show. Here is the voice of the working class, Rick Smith.
And welcome, brothers, sisters, working class heroes. This is the Rick Smith Show. Thanks so much for being here today on the big program. Lots to get to, lots to talk about. Over the weekend, Donald Trump claims brought in $50 million. Double what Joe Biden did. And I got to tell you, I don't buy it. I'm sorry, just not buying it. And this is the world that we're in. We're in a world where I can't believe anything that comes out of the Trump camp. Can't believe anything that comes out of the Republican Party. And that's by design. They don't want you to know what facts are. They don't want you to believe. They want us constantly at each other. And look, I don't care whether they raise $50 million or not. Don't really care. It'll come out in whatever campaign ads and whatever they do. But I find it interesting that our media, man, do they fall all over it. Because that was the big headline all on Sunday about this big haul. Not buying it. And I'm not buying it